What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. I'm Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. If you're near the Bangor Public Library, swing into the book fair. That's held today until 3 p.m. And you have two more opportunities to catch the Lemoyne Community Arts Holiday Show. They're doing Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus, the radio play, tonight and tomorrow afternoon. It's happening at the Lemoyne Grange Hall. For tickets, go to lcatickets.org. Today is Blue Hill Public Library's community holiday party, and you're invited. There'll be music, juggling, magic, comedy, and crafts for kids. If you'd like, bring a snack or dessert to share, or a labeled, wrapped gift for a child in need. That's happening today, this afternoon, 2 to 5:30 p.m. Tomorrow, on the 15th, join your friends and neighbors on the Opera House stage in Stonington from 1 to 4 p.m., or whenever we finish, for a community read-aloud of Charles Dickens' classic, A Christmas Carol, slightly abridged. Come for a single chapter or for the whole afternoon. Entertainment, refreshments, and sound effects are all provided. Entrance to the event is free. And in full disclosure, I'm one of the readers. Come join us, please. If that's not enough entertainment for you this weekend, on Sunday at 5 p.m., doors open at 4:30, there's the Aunt May Cabaret. It's an evening of satire, music, puppetry, and more. That's happening at the East Blue Hill Founders Hall. For more information on that, I've got a telephone number, 266-6846. That's in East Blue Hill, Sunday, 5 p.m. Not in the mood for one single solitary holiday event? Well, book groups on Deer Isle have something to offer. Sunday afternoon, the book group is doing a genre choice this month, murder mystery. Read the murder mystery of your choice, and then come to discuss what everybody read. The December meeting breaks with the normal schedule because of the holidays. They usually meet on the fourth Sunday of the month. But this month, the 15th, 2 p.m., deerislelibrary.org for more information. Monday night, down in Stonington, they're going to talk about Heartburn, an autobiographical novel based on Nora Ephron's marriage to, and divorce from, Carl Bernstein, her second husband. That's happening at 6:30 at the Stonington Public Library. You can do that in person or online. Just contact the library for the Zoom link. On Tuesday, the 17th, the Bucksport Paper Mill Museum. Who knew there was a Bucksport Paper Mill Museum? Well, they're holding an open house event to commemorate the 10th anniversary of the mill's closing. That's 3 to 6 p.m. on Tuesday at the former Mill Gatehouse Building. That's at 4 Mariner Way. The event's offering an opportunity for people to visit, reminisce, and see the progress that's been made in renovating the building. Hot chocolate will be served, and you can view a slideshow of scenes from the museum's evolution so far and the people who've been a part of it. I'm not sure what happened to Wednesday next week, but I got nothing to tell you. I know where you can be on Thursday, though, the Jessup Memorial Library in Bar Harbor. There's an author talk with Lawrence Schulman on his book, Free, Words on Music by a High Deaf Critic in an MP3 World. Now, he's an award-winning music producer, critic, and translator. He'll talk about the book, which is a collection of his reviews on numerous 20th century artists from the Great American Songbook, including Peggy Lee, Frank Sinatra, and Bobby Darin, and country singer Patsy Cline, among others. That's happening at the library in Bar Harbor, Thursday, 7 p.m. Grieving Through Reading is an in-person facilitated book group that features books on death and loss, as well as discussions on how to deal with these challenges and move ahead to a new normal. It's an opportunity to work through grief in an untraditional way. The book selection for this week, Thursday the 19th, is The Gentle Art of Swedish Death Cleaning, How to Free Yourself and Your Family from a Lifetime of Clutter. That's happening Thursday at noon. For more information, bangorpubliclibrary.org. The Deer Isle Artists Association has a special exhibit, Art for the Holidays. That's happening December 20th through the 22nd. Appearing in this show will be works by friends and neighbors, including Christopher Brumfield, Mary Eaton, Jill Finson, and Judy Holder, among others. The DIAA Gallery will be open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. For more information, DeerIsleArtists.com. Do you know what Wonder Comma means? Me neither. Apparently, it's a virtual cabinet of curiosities. Cynthia Winnings has curated artwork and is presenting it online through December 31st at CynthiaWinningsGallery.com. This is featuring artwork from Jenny Brillhart, Avi Clare, Patricia Wheeler, Buzz Masters, Cynthia Winnings, and more. Pace yourselves, people. Solstice is next Saturday, and holiday events continue to flood the area. I'm telling you what I know. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street.